This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections is nearly 4.2 million around the world, and approximately 284,000 people have died from the virus. In the United States, the hardest hit country, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. The official says Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but is following the advice of medical officials. Pence's move comes on the heels of three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force placing themselves in quarantine after being exposed to someone at the White House who had the virus. Some of President Donald Trump's top economic advisors are stressing the importance of states getting more businesses and offices to open during the pandemic. Their pitch comes as the coronavirus makes its way to the White House complex. The president and governors face competing pressure points. More economic activity and travel will likely lead to more people contracting COVID-19. But tight restrictions on which businesses can open are causing millions of people to join the ranks of the unemployed. As requests for ventilators from the national stockpile reached a crescendo in late March, President Donald Trump made what seemed like a bold claim. His administration would have 100,000 within 100 days. At the time, the Department of Health and Human Services had not ordered any new ventilators since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in January. But records show over the following 3 weeks, the agency scrambled to turn Mr. Trump's pledge into a reality, spending nearly $3 billion to spur U.S. manufacturers. This is VOA News. Waiters in face masks served coffees and bocadillo sandwiches at cafe terraces in Seville Monday morning as parts of Spain eased restrictions. This comes amid a slowing coronavirus epidemic that has seen the number of new fatalities drop to a near two-month low. About half of Spain's 47 million people progressed to the so-called phase one of a four-step plan to relax one of Europe's strictest lockdowns Monday after the government decided the regions in which they live met the necessary criteria. Still, cities such as Madrid and Barcelona, which have been particularly hard hit by the epidemic, have been left behind for now. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a modest easing of the country's coronavirus lockdown and outlined his government's roadmap for further lifting restrictions in the coming months. In a televised address to the nation broadcast Sunday night, Johnson said people in manufacturing jobs and others who can't work from home, quote, should be